You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Picture the starting line at a foot race. In one lane, you've got the auto companies and their suppliers. In the other lane, Silicon Valley heavyweights, enterprising startups. And at the finish line, who gets the big momentum, the money, and the future of the mobility business, ride-sharing and self-driving vehicles? That's what's going on today at the Western Detroit Metropolitan Airport. It's the World Mobility Leadership Forum. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is there right now. Daniel, who all's there and what's the goal of this forum?
I think the goal of this forum is to kind of talk about what's really coming and to get alignment between a lot of the groups you just mentioned. I think there's a lot of consensus that nobody has got the resources and the technology and the global reach to do this by themselves. And they're going to have to be partnering up, and we're already seeing a lot of that partnering going on. Fiat Chrysler with Google, General Motors with Lyft and Cruise Automation. Ford is doing a little bit more on their own, but they continue to move forward. In fact, they announced this morning that they have named a 3M executive as their new CEO of the Ford Smart Mobility LLC unit that they just started.
So it's big, and it's realizing that neither side can go it alone. They do need each other to recognize, to realize what you call this mobility gold rush.
Listen, the auto industry as we know it globally is about a $2.5 to $3 trillion business annually. Estimates are that transportation services business could be upwards of $10 trillion, and that $5 to $6 trillion of that will change from one group of stakeholders to another, meaning there will be winners and there will be losers in this whole thing. And then clearly what you see is Silicon Valley and the auto industry recognize this, and they are in a race. And I think it's an apt metaphor. But the things they're talking about here about what could be happening to the world as we know it, particularly in large cities in the United States and around the world, within the next 5 years are remarkable.
Give us an idea. What are you hearing?
Well, for one thing, they're saying that by 2025, so that's 9 years from now, car ownership, private car ownership in big cities may be a thing of the past. And one of the things they're talking about is the possibility that a ride-sharing company, the entire model as we know it flips, meaning we don't own the car, we don't pay for the insurance, we don't pay for the maintenance, we don't pay for parking, we don't pay for storage, we don't pay for cleaning. They pay for it all. They acquire the fleets, they do all that, and then you have an app on your phone, and whenever you need a ride to the grocery store, to work, to the gym, you go onto your phone, you get a car, it picks you up. And so there you wipe out this probably for a lot of people, the second largest monthly expense that you might have in your household budget. And the impact on disposable income could be dramatic. And in part, if they get down the road, they're saying a lot of these electric vehicles and the impact on emissions, clean air, the use of fossil fuels and oil will change dramatically.
You know, when you describe it that way, I also think it's going to be a great boon to the aging baby boomers as the question comes, do we take mom or dad's keys away? If this is in place, there's the answer.
That's exactly, you put your finger on it. And also for the poor who maybe are living in areas of certain cities that they don't have good access to public transportation, a walk to the bus line or to the subway is too far. This could be a possibility where there could be greater access. The other thing that we heard yesterday that I thought was fascinating was from a guy from Dubai that has the largest ride-sharing company in the Middle East. And essentially what he said is, you know, we don't really have public transportation in a lot of these countries. And so what's going to happen, what we think is going to happen, is we're going to essentially use ride-sharing to leapfrog public transportation to the point where if you're a bus maker or if you're a railroad car maker, you're not going to see business in the Middle East because they're not going to be spending those huge amounts of money to build these systems because they're going to be able to serve the needs of the community with ride sharing. It's really fascinating. And I think the traditionalists listening to us who say, oh, this is never going to happen and I'm never going to give up my keys, you may not have to give up your keys. But I do think it's going to happen, and it's going to happen in some ways. And it's happening very quickly right now.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes checking in from the World Mobility Leadership Forum at Detroit Metropolitan Airport. As always, Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you.